I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And welcome to Smith Sabatino as we introduce you to another broadcast here on America Weekend and the Envision Radio Network. Roland, please.
Carl, how was your week?
A good one.
On a scale of 1 to 426.
233.
No, 233.
Yes, I'm right in the middle.
That was a great year.
For me, it was a great year. I lived it twice. But it was a good week because I've got a lot done. And when I get things done, I'm a happy camper.
Are you including mowing the lawn, taking out the garbage?
I don't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
the garbage I do. I must admit, I shouldn't say that. I do the garbage. I also do the cat's part, which most people have to remember when you have cats, and I do. I love them. But the point is that when you get things accomplished, and we're finished with tax season, we can talk about that as always. I got that out of the way. It was a good week. Things got done. And when I get things done, I'm a happy camper.
You know, I've been married over 50 years.
God bless you.
And it's a wonderful marriage. No complaints whatsoever.
Lovely woman.
Our biggest argument in all of those 51 years happened probably in the first 6 or 7 years of our marriage. And it was out who took the garbage out the most.
I have never understood that. And my wife and I had that same discussion.
Really?
Yes. This goes back a couple of 3 or 4 years now. And we were living in Florida at the time. And they almost came to your door to collect it. In Florida, it's done a little bit differently. They literally almost come to your door to collect it. It's in the driveway, and you don't have to take it too far away from the house. And I'm saying, did you take the garbage out? She says, I always take the garbage out.
Uh-huh.
And there was that foot down. Boom. I said, no, you don't. And we got into that whole thing.
Why is that?
I mean, I don't
married
understand.
Couples are, we're really funny.
Yes, we
sometimes
are.
Because we think we do things when sometimes we don't.
True.
And we sometimes don't do things that we think we do.
I have a theory.
What's that?
The theory is that when you do a lot of things that are shared, it's whether you do it or your wife does it, it doesn't matter. It's getting done.
Right.
And sometimes that becomes, as for those of us listening who are married, and those of us who want to get married, here is a clue, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to this. It becomes an amalgam. It is the general we.
Well, I agree with that.
It's an amalgam.
I think that you really can't. Marriage is not 50-50.
No, it is not.
It's never been and it never will be.
You know what I'm going to say right now. Here it comes. There are two words.
Well, wait. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Go right ahead then. I'll let you have the moment.
See if we're in agreement here.
Go ahead.
We've never discussed this before.
No, we have not.
I think marriage is 60-40 and 70-30 and 80-20 and all of those sort of things.
Yes.
As you go along, there's certain things you can do that the other person can't do.
Correct.
Or doesn't want to do, and you don't mind doing that.
That's correct.
But at the same time, all it is a sharing and an appreciation of what the other does.
And that becomes part of the mix. That becomes part of the story. And the key words here, ladies and gentlemen, yes, dear.
Now let me. No.
Oh yes,
I don't agree with that.
And it works because my wife says.
Well, I know it works, but I don't agree with it.
I know you don't, but the yes dear formula does it not all the time, but she knows what I mean, and I do it lovingly. When she knows I don't want to do it, but she says, "Would you please go?" Yes, dear.
We got a short time here, but I think that the term yes dear is something from our generation, and yes. It's not part of the genre or the experience of the younger generations getting married.
And that's the reason why they have no idea what they're about to get into. We have to get into this discussion. We really do.
Yeah.
We only have some time left. Let's find some time in this show to come back to this. We got to do this. We really do.
Really? You sure you want?
I'm roaring on this one.
I'm willing if my wife and your wife will not listen to this show.
Yes. I'll make sure she's doing something else when the show airs. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we do something else. We are back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
But aside from the bald-headed dudes who love to blast down the open road at high noon in June, the rest of us now have a new friend in the fight against skin cancer. The cheap and easy way to help prevent skin cancer. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. National Cancer Institute points to coffee as your best friend in the fight against melanoma, the leading cause of skin cancer death in America. Study found people who drank four or more cups of roasted bean daily were 20% less likely to develop malignant melanoma skin cancer. Not a big deal until somebody in the family is diagnosed. To fight skin cancer, pull over, have your coffee, and apply 200 miles worth of sunblock for your next leg. Here's the good health. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you set yourself up for a great day? With rituals.
So says best-selling author Gretchen Rubin. A ritual is a process done repeatedly. For example, you probably have a getting ready for work ritual.
Some are born from necessity. Others develop for a reason. Still others happen by default.
Pay attention to them all, but give special notice to default rituals. Do you really need them?
Also consider missing rituals. Perhaps you set a goal, but haven't established a routine to achieve it.
Many people resist rituals, thinking they limit spontaneity. They don't. They help you reserve energy for your most important things.
And they clear out the mental clutter so you can be your best when needed. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.